Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kent in the Community, being brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance and our latest Kids in the Community Award recipients. Today we are talking with twins, that's right, Ryan and Lucas Grambling of Phillipsburg. First of all, we'll talk with Lucas. Good afternoon, Lucas, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So tell me, how old are you and your brother?
We are 11 years old.
Well, I was just reading here that your birthday came up on June 22nd, but you celebrated it a little bit differently than what is normally done. Is that right?
Yes, in fact. We always have these great big birthday parties, and we just figured it would be great to give back to the community for lunch for those kids who don't even have enough money to afford those expensive birthday parties.
So, Lucas, tell me what you and your brother did.
So, since we turned 11, we just gathered a bunch of cake supplies, put them in 11 cake tins, and we delivered them to a food shelter so we could donate them to the people who really needed them. Besides, we would have had enough money to afford a cake anyway, so they would have those cake tins so that they could afford, like, all those cake ingredients.
Well, I see here you put kits together, and you had different kind of flavors of the cakes, different kinds of frosting, sprinkles as well, and you even threw in the candles. And you had that already so other folks could celebrate their birthday as well.
Yes, in fact, we did.
That is wonderful. You also made handmade cards. Who did that?
Me and my brother both did.
And where did you drop all of these off at?
Sinclair.
That is wonderful. Who came up with that idea?
It was our mother. She found it on Facebook, and we figured it would be a great idea to try out.
What a way to celebrate your birthday, making all the other people happy. That's wonderful.
Yes, in fact, it is.
So, Lucas, I'm going to let you take over right now. You get to introduce your brother, okay? Go ahead.
So, this is my brother, Ryan Grambling.
Hi.
So, Ryan, tell us all the work that you had to do to put these birthday kits together.
We just bought stuff at the store, and then we put it in the tins, and then we had to drive down the same road 500 times, and then we finally got to the place, and then we went home.
That's a lot of traveling. You drove down the road 500 times. That must have kept you pretty busy for a while.
And about a week.
So you got all those together and took them down there. Did you get to see any of the kids who got to pick them up?
No, not really.
That would be a lot of fun to see them enjoying the cakes that you guys put together. So, what is your favorite flavors?
Chocolate.
Yeah, me too. I love chocolate. Is that chocolate cake and chocolate frosting?
Some of them, yeah.
Well, tell me about the handmade cards that you and your brother made. What did you draw on the cards?
Just little pictures. They weren't really that good. We.
Well, I'll bet that they were very nice. They probably put smiles on everybody's face when they saw them.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me, what made you just go out and do something like this?
Well, we just did. But there wasn't really an objective that we just wanted to do it.
Well, that's a wonderful thing that you did, and I'm sure that you made a lot of kids happy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think this is going to be a new tradition for you?
Maybe.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do anything like this again, please let us know. We want everybody to know the wonderful things that the kids are doing in our community to make everybody happy.
Okay.
You know, you're an inspiration to other people.
Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show this afternoon.
Anyway, we're going to sign out now, so see you later.
Okay, thanks a lot. You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. If you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, you can always nominate them at sunny106.fm.